The best way to avoid responsibility is to say, I've got responsibility. This is Dr. Herbie L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, bringing you the thought for today. The best way to avoid responsibility is to say, I've got responsibilities. How many of us do that? My goodness sakes. We go around saying all the things we do. I have a habit of asking the campus clan here a few questions every day. And I say to them, now, this supper time, what did you do today? Sylvia, what did you do today? Ingeborg, what did you do today? Ellen, what did you do today? And without fail, they say, well, I did my meditation, and I read my lessons, and I prepared the meals, and I did the laundry, and I did a bunch of other things. And I say, oh, that's fascinating. Those are things that are required of you. And you think that it's your responsibility to do that, which is silly. You say, I have a responsibility to read my lesson, a responsibility to do my meditation, and a responsibility to do my introspection, and a responsibility to wash the dishes and set the table and cook the food and wash my clothing. Now look, as I've said 100 million times before, or more, probably a little more, this is not what you're here for. You're not here to feed yourself. You're not here to make the meals. You're not here to wash your clothes. You're not here to do those things. Those are things that you fit in. And you're not here to meditate. You're not here to read the lessons. You're not here to do the program that we established for you. You have only one job, and that's to do the University of Healing work. You know that. Mm-hmm. That's the only job you have.
Interesting.
Huh?
Interesting.
That's the only job you have.
Job.
That's the only responsibility you have. Now, the other things should be, if I may say so, a joy. Mm-hmm. To do your lessons, to do your meditations and introspection. That should be a joy. That should be something like ice cream, you know. That's a topping that you just can't wait to get to enjoy it. It's not a responsibility. Because if it becomes a responsibility to do your lessons and to meditate and introspect and stuff like that, and wash your clothes and cook your meals and things like that, and eat. Oh my goodness, yes, eat. If that's your responsibility, you got an upside down attitude toward life. What is your responsibility here? I wonder if anyone is willing to put their neck out.
To be myself and have fun.
Exactly. To be yourself and have fun. That's your responsibility. Your responsibility is to be yourself and have fun. Now, do you have to announce that to people?
No.
If you announce that to people, then you're not being yourself and having fun. You are trying to get them to think that you're being yourself and having fun, and they know you're not. Because they look at how serious face. Oh, my goodness, you got a serious look on your face as though you got the world on your shoulders, you know. And Ellen said this morning, last night I was dreaming about Rosalie. And Rosalie is one of our wonderful students in Switzerland. And Rosalie is a very intense lady. She takes everything so seriously and so wonderfully. And Ellen said, she was looking so serious. She was looking so serious. And this morning, I met an angel on the path as I was walking around my meditation path. And I said to the angel, if you are ever disturbed by what anybody else does, that's you. If you are ever disturbed by anything that is imperfect in your world, that's you. It's your necessity to see everything perfect, see everything the way you like it. It's not your responsibility, but it's your opportunity. It's your privilege. Your responsibility is to be yourself and have fun. You say, well, that's a nice responsibility. Well, it's a big one. It's a big one. Because most of the time, we're not being ourselves. We're being what the world wants us to be. We're being what society wants us to be. We're being what our parents taught us to be, not who we really are. We haven't come out of the shell yet. We're still in the egg, so to speak. We haven't even pecked our way through. We're still doing what our parents told us to do and doing what the school teaches us to do and doing what society teaches us to do. Do you think for one instant that the great artists, painters, musicians, and what have you, are doing what the world thinks they should do? The world tells you, you cannot write music because you have not trained. Well, the great musicians don't know that. They live it. I was in the store for the Apple store and Apple computers and stuff. And as I was looking around at the various things they had there, there was a box sitting in front of one of the screens. And the box had a keyboard on it. And you sit at that keyboard and you play the music you like from your heart. And instantly it is translated onto the screen into a musical score. Mm-hmm. How wonderful, you know? What a great box to have. But you sit there and it just puts the musical score that you have there with the bass notes and the treble notes and the melody and so forth in perfect harmony. Beethoven would have loved that. Mozart would have thought that was cool, you know. Because in Mozart, he had it in his head. And so he just listens and plays it because he was a pianist as well as a violinist and just played. Wow. If we think he produced a lot of music, imagine what he could have done with that, you know, because he does letter perfect work. But it takes time to write that down and dip the quill into the ink and then write. And then be careful you don't get too much ink on that quill or you might make a blotch and then that'd be an extra note. So you'd have to ad lib on your music because he didn't make any changes. Now, the best way to avoid responsibility is to say, I got responsibility. But the first thing to do is to find out what your responsibility is. Now, our responsibility is to be ourselves and have fun. Again, as I was saying to Ellen this morning, I said, no matter what people do in your world, if they're not harmonious with you, you are not harmonious with you. She said, well, the people say to me, well, that's your creation, that's your creation. And I told her, don't ever tell people what you're doing. Quietly, in your heart, create them beautiful, loving, gentle, kind. If you are a mean person, a mean and hateful person, which I don't think you can even understand what that means, but if you are a mean and hateful person, under your breath, I wish they'd have troubles. I wish their life would get all miserable for them. They're terrible people. They don't deserve to live. They don't deserve, you know, and under your breath you're saying these things. And do you think that it's having an effect? Oh my, yes. It's having a powerful effect on you, as well as your observation of the people that you're doing it to. So, what if you were just to say to yourself, oh, he is such a lovely person. Ellen was reading a letter from Daniela this morning from Locarno in Switzerland. And each time something would come up in the letter, Ellen would stop reading and say, oh, yes, that was so wonderful. Oh, yeah. In her mind, she was back there. In her mind, she was reliving the circumstance. And when she told about the dog, what kind of dog is it?
Irish Setter.
The Irish Setter, the big Irish Setter. And the cats. And how the cats love to sleep on the dog's bed. And so then the dog gets into the tiny bed of the cats. I mean, she was reliving them. And she was seeing the dog didn't care. The dog enjoyed his bed. But he enjoyed having the cat enjoy his bed too. And he just crawled into the other bed. He hung out all over the cat's bed. He didn't fit in it at all. But he didn't care. And when the cat got out of his bed, he just got up and stretched. And then he got in his own bed. You know? He was not disturbed. He loved the cat. And he was honored that the cat would want to be in his bed. You know? That's quite an honor he felt. And when Daniela was telling us something that was kind of difficult, he came over and put his head on her lap and said, there, Mama, it's okay, you know. But, you see, the love that's in that family, Ellen could just feel, and she just fell in love with the young man, Giordano. He's 13, and we had met him a year before, and he was a good guy, but in 1 year, he blossomed like fantastic. Into a majestic prince of a guy. And you could do nothing but think good thoughts about him. Now, remembering what I said, you could do nothing but think good thoughts about him. What if he were not a nice guy? then you could do nothing but think bad thoughts about him. Well, why not, when a bad guy comes along, think good thoughts about them and watch them manifest? What good does it do to think good thoughts about good people? It just reinforces their goodness. Well, let's reinforce the goodness of what we call bad people with our attitude about what is right and beautiful for them. Let's just reinforce that. And let's just say, every time Ingeborg answers the phone, Ingeborg says to herself first, I am a loving, gentle person, and I care about the person who's on the other end of the phone, and I'm going to make them feel comfortable. Then she picks up the phone and she says, hello, this is God Unlimited University Healing. May I help you, please? And they say, yes, is Herb there? And she says, no, slams down the receiver. No, that's not what we do.
No.
I know, but you're my example. And you had broad shoulders. So she says, no, he's not here. I have the message book in front of me. May I write down a message for him? May I tell him who called? And what is your phone number, please? And what is the name of your wife and your daughter and your son and your dog, so that when he calls you, he can act real intelligent and say, how is your dog? And how is your wife? And how is your daughter? You know, and wouldn't that be a sparkle? Wouldn't they kind of smile and say to themselves, that's a cool secretary. I mean, I got to get a secretary like that, you know. Okay. But you see, the best way to avoid responsibility is to say, I got it. And the best way to not have responsibility is to just get in there and enjoy yourself. And enjoy yourself. Whenever a telephone call comes, Ingeborg answers the phone, a bright, cheery smile on her face, because they see your smile. They feel it through the phone. Hello, I'm glad you called. This is God Unlimited, University of Healing. I'm Ingeborg Pukert. You know, I'm a vice president here of the corporation. Now, may I help you? They say, wow, I'm talking to top dog, you know. And yes, I'd like to have a subscription to the GIST magazine. Oh, how wonderful. We have calls from all over the world of people wanting subscriptions. What is your name and address, please? Da-da-da. What is your credit card number? You know, da-da-da-da. And you want this for 1 year or 2 years, you know? Or you want a life subscription? They're only $2,000 for a life subscription. And, you know, wow, hey, you know, you hadn't thought of that, did you? Mm-hmm. But you get a life subscription into the INTA for so much and what have you. And your arm bothering you or something?
I'm just doing some movement.
Yeah, how about that? Ellen is sitting here trying to avoid responsibility by taking her arms and doing flag signals with them, as we did in the Navy. But it doesn't bother me. I just look at her and I say, Ellen, yes. You're whole and perfect.
And done vital, dynamic, and beautiful.
Boy, does she get a bunch of space in there, doesn't she? She's going to get this on the internet so that every one of you who listen to it are going to think that she's young, vital, dynamic, and youthful. And that she's whole and perfect, and that she is a good-looking woman. And anything else you want to say?
That's
a good start, huh? How about wealthy?
Yes.
Rich. Rich. Rich.
Independently wealthy.
Ingeborg, what do you want the listening audience here on the internet to know about you? That you are a dynamic, forceful, powerful, youthful woman? She's shaking her head, yes.
Yes, I am.
Yes,
I am. I'm whole and perfect.
And I'm whole and perfect. Hey, that's cool, too. And now, Lady Sylvia, what do you want the people on our internet to know about you, how you're avoiding how you're taking responsibility?
Yeah, that I'm being myself and having just fun.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. And you're being your whole and perfect self.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, and your independently wealthy self.
Oh, my goodness,
and all these
yes.
other wonderful things.
Oh,
you
yes.
see, this is not a joke. This is not a joke. We may pretend that it's a joke because we look at it in a charming manner, but this is what makes the world go round. This is what makes it fun. If the boss comes into his office with a smile on his face, everybody smiles. If the boss comes into an office with a frown on his face, everybody says, this is going to be a bad day. And maybe the boss was just serious about something. Maybe he just slammed on his brakes to avoid hitting a cat in the parking lot, and it left him sort of dragged out for a moment, you know, and he came walking into his office with the feeling that, I'm glad I didn't hit that cat. Wow, oh, this, you know, and everybody in the office says, I wonder what's the matter. I wonder, who's he going to fire? And everyone thinks the worst. Don't let anyone else's expression attitude, words indicate anything to you except what you choose to have it indicate. Do you know the boss loves me? Never told me so, but he loves me. I read on the internet, this one lady went to work for a company as a temporary. And as she worked for this company, she got a good temporary salary. But she spoke her word and she says, I am independently wealthy, something like that. I am wealthy, I am wealthy, I am wealthy. And so her paycheck came. And her paycheck was double. A double paycheck. And she went to her accountant, you know, the person who hands out the check. And she said, is there something wrong here? No. No, that's yours. And so that continued the entire time she was employed there. She got two paychecks for doing one job. Now, why didn't they just up her pay grade? But no, she got two paychecks. And it was perfectly legal, they told her, you know. And she says, I don't know how they do this, but that's fine with me. And so instead of getting a good salary, which she got a double good salary. Now, do you think she wanted to be legal about it? She checked it out. But she accepted her good, and she didn't question why, how, or anything else. But you see, this is how it is. The best way to avoid responsibility is to say, I got responsibility. And I got responsibility. I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I got to do the other thing. And you don't end up doing anything. But when you just take every task and every joy that comes in life and just flow with it, then you're being yourself and having fun. And that is the greatest and the most wonderful thing any of us could do. So make your day a smile. Make your work a joy. Make your life worthwhile. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.